Escalation with Iran seemingly over. Now we have to worry about Rafah. The imperial media are reporting that Israel launched a missile attack against Iran early Friday morning, with explosions also seen in Syria and Iraq. Tehran is denying there was any missile attack on Iran at all, with Iranian media reporting that the blasts were actually from drones that were shot down over Iran. It doesn't appear that any nuclear sites were struck. A senior Iranian official has reportedly told Reuters that Iran has no plans for any immediate response to Israel, which is good because Tehran has previously stated that if Israel makes another mistake, it will result in immediate retaliation. Israel's extremist National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir tweeted a word in Hebrew which roughly translates to feeble in an apparent reference to the Israeli attack, signaling his disapproval at Israel's failure to ignite World War III. So as things stand right now, it looks like the cycle of escalation between Iran and Israel has thankfully ended, or at least paused, which means now all we have to worry about is a horrific massacre in southern Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that Washington has agreed to go along with Israel's planned assault on the city of Rafah so long as Israel doesn't launch a large attack against Iran in response to its unprecedented retaliatory drone and missile attack on Saturday, according to an Egyptian source speaking to a Qatari outlet. A White House spokesperson has denied this, but you'd expect them to. Israel had reportedly notified the U.S. earlier on Thursday that an attack on Iran was coming and that nuclear sites would not be damaged. If all Israel did was launch a small attack on Iran that did no significant damage, that would certainly fit the bill for the kind of strike that was alleged by the aforementioned Egyptian source. As Dr. Asal Rad said on Twitter regarding this report, if this is true, Biden is greenlighting a massacre so that Israel doesn't start a wider war with Iran. Iran's retaliatory strike for Israel's attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus reportedly delayed Israel's planned assault on Rafah, where, according to CNN, the IDF was ready to begin dropping leaflets on Monday. Israel has spent the last 6 months kettling the population of the Gaza Strip southward into Rafah, so now it's extremely densely populated, and a full-on attack could be deadlier than anything we've seen in Gaza so far.